Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Where to start? Oh my goodness. It's always this way with leftism, as so much is happening all the time. You rarely know in the radio biz, that's what we say in the radio biz, the biz, where to start. Well, I noticed one thing about me. I used to care where the president was in the world. My brother and I would say, you know, people in this country don't even know where the president is, the person that you elected. But I don't care about this one because we didn't elect him. He was placed by a coup, and nobody cares what he's saying or what he's doing. Nobody. I do know I read that he's reneging on a college tuition. He's not going to pay. He's pushing back against the left and giving out, taking care of student debt. And the reason for that is they need you to have that debt. That's what college is for. Two reasons. One, indoctrination, and two is debt. Three, it funds the next generation of idiots. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I do monitor where Donald Trump is, partially because I still want to have meetings with him because I want to talk about our social media network, PolitiChatter.com. Donald Trump doesn't need to build a new one. There's one there. And just for the record, growing like crazy, we made an acquisition of a group called Mumblet. We added hundreds of thousands of new members to the site overnight. The site is absolutely fantastic. Still in the process of making it better, so I hope you get over there, and I hope you become what's called a pro member, a stockholder, a stakeholder in it. That's what's going to save the next social media site or whatever. That and you activating. We're bringing over groups. See, I like the idea of bringing individuals, but what I really like is bringing over Moms for America. You heard of this group? Run by Kimberly Fletcher. An amazing group of women who are doing some of the most... women are going to save this country. Yeah, people say to me all the time, Kevin, black conservatives are going to save the country. Yeah, we're going to do our part. We're kicking in. But black conservatives don't like to play together. They don't. I can tell you this. I have black conservatives that have been in this industry for a long time. I don't even know them. And I'll hear that they say something negative about me. And I'm like, how can you say something negative about me when you don't even know me? Well, Kevin, there's some black conservatives that don't think that you give enough credit to the black people. I'm like, really? So why don't they have a conversation with me? I give a ton of credit to black people. Have they seen my video, 1619 versus 1776? I'm amazed at everything black people have been able to accomplish while the Democrats have been jumping on our backs or have their foot on our necks, to speak metaphorically, or have us on the plantation if you need another metaphor. You get what I'm saying? I care. But I'm going to tell you, leftist blacks absolutely make me mad. I will talk much mess about them. But here's my point. You can be mad at me and say, Kevin, you ain't helping the race. What do you mean I'm not helping the race? I'm a great example of the black race. I've raised four other great examples of the black race. I've turned around many, many others. Thousands. I don't know. Is it as many as Candace? I don't know. I don't care. I don't keep score. But I know this. There are people that talk about my conversion of them in terms of how they used to think, and it'll stick. It's not based on some superficial little thing. It is based on sound principle. And oh, by the way, I'm willing to fight for mine. I'm willing to die for mine. What are they willing to do? So anyway, black conservatives, one thing, but let me tell you, these suburban white women, y'all are scary. Scary good, I mean. Arizona Women of Action, I met the leaders of that group. Amazing women. Makes me want to sing Helen Reddy. I am woman, hear me roar, and I'm too big to ignore. These women are spectacular. I think they're amazing. I keep saying that word. You can't even do it justice. They're stupendous. Come on, Kevin, break out the thesaurus. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. Lots to talk about. Lots to get done. And here's what I want you to understand. While the left think they've defeated us, I'm going all over the place and I'm finding people who are ready to go to work. Education. Various policies. We'll talk about a lot of it today and this week as we prepare for the next barrage, because it's coming. Sadly, it'll never end. You think you can take a break on the weekend and I'm going to take a little bit of a rest. That's when they do their dirty work, is when they think you're resting. You're sleeping and they are taking money out of your wallet or your purse or your safe deposit box or whatever. That's why we come here every day, 5 days a week, 2 hours a day, and then on the weekends in some areas. And you hear me talking about this stuff. I try to make it entertaining and funny, but sometimes it ain't even funny. Anyway, I am monitoring what's going on because that's our job. And I'm monitoring what Trump is doing because he continues to push back in his own way. I heard he's got his jet that he's fueled up and it's getting ready to hit the scene. He says he's going to hit the scene different than he did before. Right now, he remains a thorn in the side of the left, so much so that they're going to try to create something to get rid of him. I hope he's prepared because he is going to go to battle. I already told you guys what I would do. I'd have private investigators on every major Democrat in the party. If I was a billionaire, I would have people camped out at these people's houses. I would buy them a property next door to these people and say, just monitor them. Eavesdrop. Because let me tell you, they're going to slip up. I would get James O'Keefe, Project Veritas, maybe have him honcho it. Something like that. Anyway, hey, the more things change, the more they stay the same. 48 people were shot and killed over the weekend in Chicago. You want to know why? Because it's getting hot in here. Nelly would say, it's getting hot in here. See, when it's summer comes, it gets worse because people stir. It's like electrons. When it's cold, the electrons don't stir as much. When it gets warm, they start to get some agitation. They can move around a bit more. Ooh, it's warmed up, isn't it? And they start killing each other. Like the Biden presidency, folks, things will get worse during the summer all over this country because summer is coming. Time is ticking away, and that's Biden's problem. That's the leftist problem. Now, they may try to blame Trump or global climate change on this increase in crime, or they may try to blame the guns. But let's face it, the real criminals and the terrorists in America are leftists. Short break.
That awkward moment when you realize he's right.
Kevin Jackson will be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Leftists have to figure out new gigs. Yeah, because they're going broke. They're losing money like crazy. Sports losing money. Right now it's the owners taking the hit because they don't know how to take that hit and not pass it along to their plantation Negroes. But that hit is real. It's not just on paper, and it will trickle down. You'll see these contracts start to drop. You'll see these TV deals start to drop. And speaking of TV, Hollywood, losing money, having to figure things out. Hollywood's going to get more competition, already is getting competition. Depends on how you define it, but, I mean, Hollywood's not going to be the biggest producer of stuff. It's going to be independent filmmakers. That's why I hope you guys will continue to go out and support theflickfest.com. I know it. Kevin, I'm not really into movies. I don't watch a lot of TV. I get people say that to me all the time. Okay. Let me ask you this. What would the left be doing if I started something that was anti... But by the way, this site's not anti-anything.
But if I started something that was against the grain, pushed back against the right, do you think that they would care if they watched TV or do you think they'd support it? You support it. It's what we do. And I know how we are.
Well, that's $5 a month, Kevin, I could be putting towards my child's education.
Don't send your child to educate, get educated like that. That's indoctrination. Use that $5, that cup of coffee, that one little thing you give up every month to do something different that pushes back. The Flick Fest. I'm going to watch the numbers and see if you guys do it. And by the way, I appreciate all the people who've helped us get over the hump to stress test the site. Movies getting added all the time. We just inked a deal with a company. Well, I shouldn't say that. We're close to inking a deal with a company out of London that will provide us with somewhere between 75 to 150 movies a month. Big deal for us. Anyway, leftists are losing money. Hollywood's losing money. Most of the entertainment industry is reeling over the loss of money, selling their homes. Nelly's selling his house. You know, Nelly, Mr. Hottenhur, I talked about him in the, well, I talked about his song in the previous part of the broadcast, but he's selling his house. Many of these celebrities are having to sell their houses. They're liquidating. It's tough to keep up with the Joneses in that world. You know what they're losing, though? More than their money? You want to know that they're losing? It's the most important thing that they have? The audience. They're losing us. I saw an advertisement for some big award show. I think it wasn't the Grammys, but it was a music thing, because it was Lady Gaga. It was people I don't even know, because I don't follow that much music. And you should have seen the outfits, the paparazzi, the backdrops, it was glitz and glam. And it disgusted me. Because I think of all the talk of these people. And they say, we want to help. And on one of their parties, they could feed little, some third world nation. Just one of their parties. I don't know if it's fortune or whatever of being at one of these events. And they call them swag bags. I bet you the swag bags at this event cost at least $1,500 each. At least. And they gave them out, thousands? Swag bags, $1,500 each. It was amazing what they put into the little goodies that go into this bag. Why? Because they had to impress these people. Our swag bags have, a pin. It's got a few business cards for advertisement. It's got somebody's advertised hat or a koozie for your beer. That's what your swag bag will have. Total cost $3.82. Their swag bag costs, I'm not exaggerating it, is over $1,000. But what disgusted me about this group, all the posing they were doing. You know, they go out, they buy these thousands of dollars in outfits. They wear hundreds of thousands of dollars in jewels. I mean, their shoes would be enough to make your mortgage payment, the average person's mortgage payment. They get picked up and dropped off in limos. It's everybody trying to outdo the other. All for one little evening of self-congratulatory, you get it. We got a lot to talk about today. Epstein prison guards falsified records and Epstein died on their watch. Now, they say he killed himself. Now, my question to you is, do you believe it? They didn't watch Epstein closely enough. They conveniently took a break, didn't watch the monitor, whatever. And Epstein was found dead in his cell. That's the report. Death by hanging, which technically is strangulation, right? Self-strangulation. Maybe I've seen these shows where they call it auto-erotica, where I get it. Epstein was tying a rope around his neck. He was trying to, pleasure himself in some way. And it just went too far. And Epstein died. But they happened to just leave at the right opportune time for this to happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, forget the finger marks around his throat. Epstein hung himself. That's what they want you to believe. Or they could have opened a cell and two big old dudes just decided, we've been paid a lot of money to keep you from talking. But the guards got 100 days of community service. See, that's what you get when you do the Democrats' dirty work. I want you to think about what I just said. A couple of them, they said guards, plural, did not monitor a high-profile guy's cell who would have been on suicide watch. They conveniently stepped away. When they got back, he was conveniently dead. And the investigation said, oh, they were negligent. Did you need an investigation for that? I'm just curious. Anyway, they investigated, and I use my finger quotes, and they get 100 days of community service. How can, give me a job. You know, because as Melissa tells me all the time, you had one job. They have one job to keep these prisoners safe. This guy's high profile, the highest profile. He's got dirt on everybody. And they conveniently step away. He dies. And here's what's interesting. So they get 100 days of community service. Not a moment in jail. I don't know. Let me put it to you this way. Don't worry, folks. Their records will be expunged. They will eventually get promoted. They will get bonuses. You can bet there are some pretty fancy cars parked at their new homes. Okay, for any investigative reporters, I would suggest to you, if you follow these two guards and see how their lifestyles change, you might think differently about this. I'm just putting that out there for a friend, okay? But in the eyes of leftists, justice will be served. Do you believe the world will ever know who were the regulars on Epstein Island? All the insanely demonic things that were done to young girls and boys on that island. You might as well be trying to read Hillary Clinton's emails. You might as well be trying to get the password to the Dominion machines, folks. Dirty work! That's what the leftists do for each other.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new study shows the Pfizer and AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccines appear to protect against the first variant detected in India. British researchers found that 2 doses of the Pfizer vaccine proved nearly 90% effective, and the AstraZeneca vaccine was found to be 60% effective. A desperate manhunt is underway in connection with a road rage shooting that left a six-year-old boy dead in Southern California. The mother of Aiden Leos, Joanna Kluin, describes what happened.
I heard a really loud noise, and my son said, "Ow," and I had to pull over, and he got shot.
It happened Friday on the Costa Mesa Freeway in the city of Orange. Investigators say shots rang out from a vehicle while the boy was riding in the back seat of his mother's car. The Highway Patrol is asking anyone who may have dash cam video of the incident to contact authorities immediately. USA Radio News. New intelligence is raising questions about the origins of the coronavirus.
Three researchers from China's Wuhan Institute of Virology sought hospital care in November of 2019, months before China disclosed the COVID-19 virus was loose. New details on the number of researchers affected, the timing of their illnesses, and their hospital visits add to the theory the COVID-19 virus could have escaped from the Wuhan laboratory. Dr. Anthony Fauci admits now he is not convinced the COVID-19 virus has a natural origin. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Christian Rivera trial is back underway in Iowa. The illegal immigrant is charged with the first-degree murder of former University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts. Investigators say Rivera led police to Tibbetts' body in a cornfield near Brooklyn, Iowa in 2018. Today in the courtroom, defense attorneys are questioning police about any other men they looked at during their investigation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats got a couple of guards to do their dirty work, the people that turned their back while Epstein was killed. It's like Hillary Clinton turning her back on 9/11 when people in her department were killed. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you listening to you. I don't care what you think about. Was it a conspiracy that got these people killed on 9/11 or whatever? The fact is they got killed. What if you were a supervisor at a job and your negligence got somebody killed? How would you feel? I mean, I don't know about you. I would feel horrible. I don't even have anything to do with people on our staff getting killed. My editor at the Black Sphere, she lost her father over Christmas. We were devastated. We didn't have anything to do with it. We were devastated for her. It was on our watch. You know what I mean? Hillary Clinton gets four people killed on a day when you know there's going to be turmoil. They got all kinds of, you know, chatter going on, and she does nothing, has zero remorse. What does she say? What difference does it make? Epstein gets killed, no big deal. People are happy all over the world. They're too happy, let me put it that way. They're too happy. And so they got these guards to do their dirty work. Let me tell you what black leftists do for the Democratic Party. In case you didn't know it, it's two words. Dirty work. How can you explain all the terrible things that happen in the black community? In any given time, if somebody doesn't allow it to happen, black thugs colluding with politicians, nothing changes the black condition. They're just Epstein's. They're Epstein's guards is what they are. In the black community, they're the Epstein's. They're the ones found hanging themselves. Wink, wink. I was having a discussion with a friend of mine. You'll get introduced to her. And it was an interesting conversation. And we were talking about carrying the black race. By the way, there's tons to talk about, I swear. But I'll get to it. I'm going to weave it into the discussion. I think that these types of things need to be timeless, as I mentioned before. I don't care what's going on today. If you play this podcast back 2 years, 5 years, 10 years from now, it'll be as relevant. Sadly, it'll be as relevant in a decade as it is today. Carrying the black race. See, my friend, her name is Angela, she says she doesn't believe that she's black. She doesn't have any responsibility to carry the black race, that we are all Americans. Now, I saw her point. We have a difference in age, and it does matter in the discussion, because I am slightly older than she. Okay, I'm quite older.
So our perspectives differ a bit. But because of my age, I still feel some responsibility to represent black folks. I was raised by my grandparents who suffered through Jim Crow. I remember my grandmother distinctively saying, "Come on, honey, we got to go pay our poll tax." That was a poll tax. She got taxed to vote. It was a Democrat's try to keep black people, poor people, from going to the polls. They did. Now, it was mostly pointed at blacks, but it was also pointed at poor folks. The elites don't want you to vote. Nancy Pelosi and all them claim they want everybody to vote. That's because they think they have them trained. If they thought most people would vote Republican, I swear on my mother's grave, these people would say, "No way should we be allowed." You would talk about disenfranchisement at the level that you've never seen it. Suddenly, it would be the right thing to do. They want 16-year-olds voting. Anyway, back to the point. So this feeling to represent your race, this is a feeling that is foreign to most white folks. You don't feel a responsibility. If Jeffrey Dahmer kills and eats a bunch of men, you don't go, "Oh, Lord, Jeffrey Dahmer making white people look stupid." You might say it as a joke. For example, y'all step out of the safari vehicle in Africa in the Serengeti and get eaten by a lion. We joke and go, "White people stuff, we know what you do." And you also know, and you joke about it. But see, that's the difference between white folks and black folks. You can joke about your generalities. Ours are no joke. So anyway, my grandparents suffered through all this stuff, and they drilled it into me that I had to be better than my white counterparts. Now, under normal circumstances, that could be considered racist. "Kevin, come on, your grandmother was racist. She was saying you always got to be better than them white people. You got to be better than them white people, boy." But she wasn't saying, my grandmother respected all people. She didn't trust all people. And her best friend was a rich white woman who happened to be her employer. So that gives you sort of the craziness of her world, because she didn't. By the way, her best friend was a rich white Republican woman. That should tell you all you need to know about how jacked up my grandmother was in her politics. She's at the. This rich white Republican woman is the most loving, giving woman. I mean, she is a bit of a cold fish, but she was loving in her own way. And my grandmother would go talk about her type, that type, all the time. So my grandparents lived a lie. They lived completely antithetical to what their reality was. And I used to see it as a kid. I'd be like, "That don't make any sense why you hate rich white Republicans. Your best friend is a rich white Republican." You know, "Shut up, boy. You don't know what you're talking about." Yeah, I do. I do. Because I'm observant. Anyway, I still think about my grandmother. Every time I do something, I think that little voice in the back of my head says, "Now you better represent. You better do it better than them white folks." And that just goes to show you how much your parents, and my grandparents who are like my parents, how much they imprint on you. When they put something, that little worm in your brain, and say, "You better be better than them white people." I don't have to be better than a Mexican. I don't have to be better than an Asian. But I better be better than a white guy, right? So, which, by the way, you know, kind of tells you where my grandparents thought about others, because the white people were the gold standard. You better outdo them. Be smarter. Be better. Work harder. But I have no problem with it, because you know what? It was okay. There was a part of me that said, shoot, I do have a bit of a responsibility. See, that's what I liked about the history that I did learn. When you learn that your people were slaves and you had to overcome all these lack of civil rights and stuff like that, well, then guess what? You say, okay, I have a responsibility. I have to carry on. Every black generation carried that responsibility. And you know what it was doing? It was making black people absolutely better. We went from being on plantations and being slaves to, you know, getting educated, starting businesses. And we did a video, 1619 versus 1776. And you watch this transition of black folks where we became artists and thinkers and scientists and politicians and whatever, but for the greater good. When the first series of black politicians were elected, man, you couldn't get any more stellar any more. I mean, that was the gold standard of political representation. Every one of those people from Hiram Rebels on said, I'm going to make sure that I represent black folks in a way that will be, for now and in the future, it will be the best. So carrying this thing on your shoulder, yes, there is. And I do. If there was anything, see, this is the problem. If there were anything that black folks should be doing as a collective, it's keeping that. It's keeping it. That's what we should be passing down. I want you to understand how we went from generation to generation. And I, God is my witness, every generation. And I went through a few of mine. I know what my great grandfather said. I know what my grandmother said, you know, et cetera. Every generation of black folks said, be better, be a representative. Don't ever give them something to talk about. Until now. So while I agree with my friend Angela that, yeah, you don't have the responsibility because we've removed it. And it should be freeing that we've removed this veil around Kevin. I don't have to carry the black. You know, in other words, when something happens in looting and rioting and all that, I don't have to go, oh, man, that's my people or whatever. But see, you do know that there are things that are stereotypical about black folks that we used to not have. And now we have it. Black folks were not lazy. They weren't looking for a welfare check. We were the most employed people in the country in the 1950s. Overemployed. We were hardy. We withstood the nonsense of the country because it was all for the greater good. And our collective made us absolutely powerful. That's why we overcame it. That's why the civil rights movement was so big. It was bigger than any racism, institutionalized or other. That was what was important about it. I wish black folks would take it as a responsibility to say, it's on me. When I get pulled over by a cop, I'm not worried about it for me. I'm worried about it for the generation of black men that follow me. I want that cop to go, man, I don't know what the stereotype's all about. They seem pretty cool. Anyway, it's an interesting discussion. I told Angela we should have it on the radio, and I hope we do one day. We'll be back again.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and 3 stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, Human Rights Attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Show
con Kevino Jacksones.
Indeed they do. That is exactly what leftists do. They take pride in being ignorant. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, talking about all things leftist and stupid, which I'm being redundant when I say that. I've told you guys before, we had a discussion about this a while back, and I said, the Obamas are not popular. See, they run under the illusion of popularity because that's what the left wants you to believe. If the left wants to propagate a lie, they tell it to you, they enforce it, it is, then they tell you, don't you dare say it. Because if you talk about Obama, even right now, still in the leftist circles, you're a racist. But the fact is, they're not popular. Oh, sure, they get invited to things, I'm not going to tell. It's the illusion. It's like all the glitz and glam of Hollywood. Look at the numbers. Down, 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 down. Very simple test. 2008. Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, certainly Barack Obama. How popular was he in 2008? Did you think anybody could beat him? I mean, there were people that you know, maybe even you, who said, you know what? We got to give this guy a chance. You ignored his policy positions and said, you know, let's give him a chance. 2012, where were you? Where were people you knew who supported him? By 2016, Barack Obama was wildly unpopular. And what were they telling you?
He's going to set up outside of the thing, and then he's going to run the country from this.
And he said he could beat Trump on another term and all these other things. That's how popular he thought he was, right? He was so popular, he was supposedly not going to let, he could pull Hillary over the finish line. He was the man. What happened? Even with all the cheating and the conniving and his guarantee that Trump will never be president and all these other things, he lost. And not only did he lose, he lost big. They had the cheat in, and they still couldn't defeat him. They put the numbers and said, okay,
I got 68 million votes. Let's figure Hillary will get what, like 60? So we need to figure out how to get 70 million votes, and then that'll be good.
And they tried to set it up that way. And whatever they set up, let me tell you, it failed miserably. Trump blew those numbers away. They told you he was the least popular guy on the planet as he was filling theaters and not theaters, but arenas around the country.
Nobody likes him. They're just kicking tires.
Don't believe the hype. Hillary Clinton couldn't get 50 people. She had 200 people at a black event. A church that Michelle Obama supposedly was big friends with. They couldn't get 200 black folks. They had to bring the curtains in to make it look like something. They filmed in angles. It was embarrassing. There were more people in Hillary's entourage almost than there were in the church. And this was a black church in the inner city. And this happened all throughout her campaign. I said, that woman cannot beat this dude. Told everybody Trump was going to win, and he did. Same thing happened in 2020. He won again. This time they adjusted the algorithm. They said, we got to be ready. And they still weren't. That's why we got the 4 a.m. thing, right? Barack Obama went out on the campaign trail for Joe Biden in the inner cities of Philadelphia, and he didn't have 20 people paying attention to him. There were more people guarding him and as part of his entourage than he was shouting a megaphone. I want you to understand something, people. Pay attention, all right? I don't want to preach, but if I have to, I will. This black man went to Philadelphia, announced or otherwise. It was Barack Obama. He's in town. Everybody, Barack Obama, Barack Obama. And you know how many people were there? Did I already say it? 20 people. He had a megaphone. It was embarrassing to watch. You don't have to believe me. Go see if you can find a video on YouTube. They probably pulled it off because it was embarrassing beyond belief. Now, let me ask you this. Donald Trump shows up in the middle of Philadelphia and just has an impromptu discussion. How many people show up? I think you get my meaning. You get my drift, as we used to say back in the day. So, they're not popular. They pretend that they're popular. They put Michelle on covers. They have Barack Obama in commercials. I've seen him. Every time I see him in a commercial, I think, what a clown. They got to make you feel like, they're movers and shakers. They're really running things behind the scenes and all this. These people are, whoever runs the whole show is not worried about the Obamas. Guarantee you. There are people who've been rich and ruthless far longer than he, and they can cut him off at the knees. You have to control the crowd. If he ain't Maximus. Don't get me going gladiator on you. I'll talk about gladiator in a minute. Anyway, here's what a guy writes. Since 2008, Barack Obama has been the Democratic Party. He was a president who could do no wrong. Every political attack against him was discounted as racism. He was more charming, more intelligent, more emotionally attuned, more effective, and more just everything good than any man who had ever occupied the White House, including Washington, Jefferson, and Lincoln combined. Oh, by the way, all of them were racist. You getting the sarcasm here? When Trump came along, the Democrats and their media shields weren't merely offended by his politics. In many ways, the gravest offense was that this loud, combative, conservative governing orange man dared to step into a White House made hallow by the presence of a man once hailed as a magic Negro or another crucified Jesus. By the way, those were referenced quotes. That was absolutely what he was called. Both Biden and Kamala got reverential treatment, but it was nothing like Obama. Biden was grandfatherly and experienced and kind and stable, and he'd learned his White House politics under Obama's aegis. Kamala was brilliant, multiracial, multicultural, female, and compassionate. Kamala was sold especially hard because everyone understood that Biden, no matter what he said, wasn't in it for the long haul. She was obviously going to be the real president even before Biden inevitably withdrew and she got sworn in. But as noted, something's happened with the Democrats. It's been happening, he says. They should be a jubilant party joyously imposing Marxism on the land. But instead they're angry and they're starting to turn on each other. Just last week, Edward Isaac Dovere, a longstanding author at the Atlantic, published a nasty attack on Kamala, although one phrased in polite terms. Through anecdotes and quotes, Dovere reveals that Kamala is antisocial, socially awkward, bland, ineffective, unfocused, platitudinous, uninteresting, hostile to reporters, paranoid, she has an enemies list, and unable to hold on to her employees. None of this surprises me. My decades living and working in the Bay Area meant I'd heard rumors for years saying everything that Kamala offered politically came through her relationship with Willie Brown, a brilliant California politician. Without Brown, she's nothing. I didn't understand the sentence because it was miswritten, but you get the point. For The Atlantic, one of the most politically loyal outlets in America, to publish such an attack on someone who should be a Democrat darling was surprising. More surprises arrived on Friday when the Daily Mail revealed that Dovere is back, this time with a new book describing Obama as a parasite, sucking the Democrat Party and leaving it with nothing. That's what I said. He gutted it for his own purposes. He says, Barack Obama was a parasite on the Democrat Party who sucked it dry for his reelection and left it saddled with debt. The former president used the party structure as a host for his 2012 campaign for a second term, then treated it like husk to be discarded with $2.4 million in debt. Obama's aloof demeanor and professional detachment masked the reality that he was full of self-assured self-regard. He oversaw the pilfering of talent, money, resources, and purpose away from the Democratic National Committee to his own reelection team. The author ends with this. He says, despite his beatification among Democrats, Obama inadvertently helped usher in what followed him, meeting Trump. Everybody doesn't like Obama.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.